Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, Dustin Lynch will be by later, but first, let's do a get to know you. Here's the question. Who was your first celebrity crush? I think back.
Oh, I got mine.
Who was your first celebrity crush? Eddie, go ahead then.
Kathy Ireland. She was just like a swimsuit model, I think.
And then she did Unnecessary Roughness.
Dude, that's when I fell in love. Yeah. That's when I fell in love with her.
My friend Evan loved Kathy Ireland.
Yeah. I don't know where she is now. I haven't seen a picture or anything.
I saw her doing like furniture or something, like selling a line of furniture.
Oh, no. She's selling furniture now?
No, I mean, that's a good thing. I think she works like Homes for Us or something. Or she's like
she works there?
No, Eddie, you're getting it all wrong.
She's the endorser.
I think she's like
the
celebrity.
That makes it feel better.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Man, I had a lot of them. Gosh, I would have to say probably Cindy Crawford in those Pepsi commercials. Ooh, she had that mole, and it was just like, wow, she was so hot and standing there holding that Pepsi bottle.
So what were you doing with your hands?
And the mole is what you go to?
I'm just saying, it was there. Yeah, you just remember it. Like, she was so smoking hot.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Is that your answer?
Yeah. Or
you acted like you're about to...
It could have been Alyssa Milano. It could have been...
We're not going to do all of them. But
Kelly Kapowski. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Amy, go ahead.
Yeah, because mine's Zach Morris.
Good.
Saved by the Bell was like very popular. And then probably a little too old for me at the time, but Patrick Swayze.
What about George Strait?
Yeah, I don't know
but
that
that's
I.
Now.
I
oh,
that's just now. Yeah, like, I loved it, his music it. Then, but I don't know that I was attracted to him like that.
Danica McKellar, probably.
Who's that?
When I say who it is, you'll know exactly.
Oh, Winnie
Cooper.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's pretty solid. Alyssa Milano as well. But this the first thing that pops into my head was Danica McKellar.
Mm-hmm.
Who ended up being like a... And she still is like a mathematician.
But she's
like,
super smart.
Yeah. Like, she does something in that world.
And I saw her in a Christmas movie.
Oh, maybe she's still acting?
Yeah. Like, one of those, like Amy did.
Morgan, who was your celebrity crush? Kid celebrity crush?
It would have been Justin Timberlake, for sure. He was my first one because of NSYNC and when they came out.
Ray, you?
Yeah, Pam Anderson, man. That blonde hair, and she just had the whole package.
And by package, you mean boobs?
No, like personality. Oh. She had swagger to her. Like, she was really confident in her body, and I was like, that's what I want.
Yeah, that's what he means, boobs.
That's what he wants.
Scuba Steve, you?
I was either a Brandy or Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey's an interesting one.
Oh. Yeah.
She Moesha, she's our age, so I could see that too. Brandy on Moesha or Brandy the singer?
Brandy the singer, sitting up in my room, Brandy.
Yeah.
That's
the title.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was like, I didn't know what
no,
about.
No, no, no.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a song, Eddie.
Got
sitting
it.
Up in my room. Yeah.
Graphic.
He thought you're like, okay.
A little much.
Mike, okay. D, what about you? Celebrity crush as a kid?
Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. That could have been creepy, but it wasn't. Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend and I have been dating about 6 months. when I got a job halfway across the country, he helped me move. And he's been to visit about once a month for a couple days, but I feel like we're slipping apart. I really love him. We talk about getting married one day, but I don't want the distance between us to cause us to fall out of love. How can I keep our romance alive when we live so far away from each other? Signed, Long Distance Leslie. I will speak from a place of experience that when I met my wife, we did not live in the same city, and we did date long distance for a while. So it is a lot of work. You just have to figure out if it is worth the effort, because it's a lot to keep this thing going until you find your place. I've often compared a long-distance relationship to a hamburger. You got the bun, whatever that initial meat is. It could be that you live together in the same place for a year, 5 years, 10 years, a week, a summer, a day. Who cares? You got the meat, that time you got to spend apart as you're developing the relationship. But then you got to figure out how to get that bun. You can't really live in the meat without knowing where that bun, that other part of that bun is.
Interesting.
So you have to identify that top layer of the bun. So are we, is our goal to, you move here, we move there. You can't just flail about out in the ocean without knowing if a life preserver is going to come get you or if that other bun is going to cover the bun. So my advice to you is, one, understand it's going to be really hard. Yeah, it's going to feel like that. You don't live in the same place. But two, talk to him about what his goals are mid and long term. And as long as you can get on the same wavelength, have the same plan, have the same goal, you can actually work towards it instead of just working, not knowing where that work is going. Because it's hard. But if it's worth it, it is very much worth it. Especially when your girlfriend or wife does all the flying in.
Yeah. Mm.
Is that experience?
What's up?
Sometimes it just depends on someone's situation. But Caitlin was nice enough to fly in.
Yeah, well,
you know what I think would be cool?
I was on the road a lot. She would just come meet me. I was working.
Yeah. Obviously, with long distance relations now, like there's FaceTime and there's email and texting and like all these different ways to communicate quickly. But don't you think it'd be cool too to bring back like handwritten notes when you're, if you're dating long distance, and to get like something in the mail?
Wait for weeks?
No. Weeks.
And we get a guy to hire him on a pony to ride across the country.
Weeks. It would arrive in the mail in a day or two. But like a thoughtful handwritten.
Yeah, that's fun occasionally.
To get in the mail.
I would leave notes. I talked about it in my vows. I'd leave notes for my wife, handwritten notes occasional, but I didn't send them in the mail. I hid them in her luggage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But I didn't know. I'm too impatient to do that thing.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Mail it with a stamp.
I feel like if
Lunch
I was...
even know how it gets there. He'd be confused.
Okay. Crazy. No.
Just an idea.
You guys overnight.
So that goal you're talking about is eventually being
if
together.
If that's what it is, yeah. How are we going to get back together?
Yeah, because then if you're never going to move here, I'm never going to move there. Right.
Then why are we even doing it?
Right.
And also send nudes. All right, that's it. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We're about to get into Fun Fact Friday, and I got a couple that are just really interesting but aren't super fun, but I still like to share them. You're not going to hear it and go, that was fun, but you may share it later. For example, you guys know Morse code?
Yeah.
So listen to this. After going on a trip and returning to find out that his wife had died and already had been buried, Samuel Morse was so inspired and he wanted to find a way to deliver messages promptly so others wouldn't have to feel that kind of pain where something happens and they have no way for it to get to them. So he developed Morse code so information could quickly be transmitted.
That is so sad.
I told you it wasn't fun, didn't I?
Wow.
But interesting. Had no idea. Next up. People in North Korea don't celebrate their birthdays on July 8th or December 17th, since those are the dates when Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il died. So if that was your birthday, sucks for you.
What?
You lose your birthday. Not fun, but interesting.
Golly.
And then one, two that we've done before that's interesting, and I've said this, we've said this, but just so you know, so if your kid says it, it's not that big of a deal. Balls to the wall is actually an aviation term. The control stick in some military planes have a grip that's shaped like a ball, and pilots would push it all the way to the wall to go as fast as possible. So when they say put your balls to the wall, that is, because the other way doesn't make sense.
No.
Why would you do that? Yeah, like, but that's what it is. Put the ball on the top of the, toward the wall.
We kind of messed that up though, because we use it dirty.
I don't. I use it like a pilot.
Yeah.
No, I use like a pilot. I've said what I said. Yay! Around the room, Amy.
So sign language has tongue twisters. They're called finger fumblers. And many who have practiced sign language over the years still fumble over certain sequences in ASL. And so it's just we have our tongue twisters. They have finger fumblers.
My two finger fumblers are pat your head, rub your belly.
That's tough to do.
Hey. Oh, look at me.
You're doing it.
I'm doing it. Let me see if I can do the opposite.
No, you can't.
You're hitting your head. You can't
that
do it.
And, that's tough. And then the other one's live long and prosper.
Star Trek?
I don't know what that's for. Yeah, Star Trek.
Yeah.
Those are mine. Mm-hmm. Wait, what could I not do? Rub my head. Pat my belly.
You keep patting your head.
Okay. No, I'm doing it right now. Look.
Well, now you're doing the same.
Okay, so now if I'm patting my belly. Let me rub my belly.
Pat your head.
Go practice,
you're better at that one.
Hey. Look at me. All right, Eddie, go.
This is for you since you just got back from Italy. So spaghetti is the term of, you know, the dish with all the noodles, right? But did you know that one little noodle strand is called spaghetto?
I did not know that.
So spaghetti is plural of spaghetto, and that's what we call it.
So, like, if you drop this piece of spaghetti out of the box, you say, can you pick up that spaghetto for me?
Correct. Okay. Or if you like to just slurp
the word's
one.
Too long. It should just be called, like, a spag.
Mm-hmm.
Or spaghetti or something. Because spaghetti and spaghetto, the plural should always sound like it's, the word should be more.
So when you were over there, they didn't say, like, oh, you want spaghetti?
That'd be one piece of
spaghetti. Lots of spaghetti.
They tricked me. Would you like a meal of spaghetti? Well, yes, I would. And it's one noodle.
Got it.
All right, lunchbox.
European bakers used to use urine to help bread rise before they discovered what yeast was.
What? Who's urine? Animal or human?
Bakers.
Their own?
Yeah.
Ooh. He's got flour, a little bit of pee.
I mean, how crazy is that?
I'm glad we discovered yeast.
Yeah, ooh. Thank goodness. I love yeast.
Ooh. Morgan.
You see one of those little turtles and you think, oh, that shell is so cute. It's their shell home. That's not true. If you remove a shell from a turtle, you kill the turtle.
Yeah,
the
dead.
Turtles are their shells. You can't take off a shell of a turtle. It's part of their home.
So it's connected to their body.
Yeah, like there's no actual little body in there. Like it's kind of their head and their butt and then the shell is their body.
And their guts are in the shell.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know people thought that they could just remove a turtle from...
Well, you think there's like a little body in there, and there's not.
Some animals will leave their shell, snail.
Yeah, hermit crabs.
Yes, and go, so okay. I think people probably think that...
Like
some people,
a snail.
Yeah.
Got it.
Or some people don't know that other things leave shells.
I don't know.
And go to other shells.
No.
Finally, that feeling you get when a word's repeated so much that you kind of lose the feeling for it.
It's weird.
If you say spaghetti over and over again, spaghetti, spaghetti,
or looking
spaghetti,
at the spelling
spaghetti.
Of something.
Yeah, so what happens is when it kind of loses the meaning to you, it's called semantic satiation. It's when you keep repeating a word that your brain eventually just hears it as a sound and not the really association with what it was originally. And that happens to me sometimes. Like, I'll say a word or I hear a sound, I'm like, that didn't even feel right.
I've done that with my name. I'm like, what is that? Eddie. Eddie. Like, it's just weird.
Eddie.
When
Eddie.
You do that, I feel like you're chanting for yourself to get in the game.
It's just weird.
Eddie.
Eddie. Fun Fact Friday. Yay! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Isaac Taylor from Roseville, California, has been riding his bike to work for months. 8 miles to work, 8 miles back. It's been rough because a few months ago, he got in a car wreck. His car got totaled, so that's all he's got. Isaac has 6 kids. He's a single dad. He's been doing it. Well, somebody spotted him riding to work. They got information about him. They said, you know what? I'm going to nominate him for a rides program. Something, one of those nonprofits that give cars away. Well, he got it. And last week, he was given a 2019 Hyundai Elantra. He got the keys. He took his daughter. He got the car. He was so excited. So one daughter knows about it, but here he is talking about how he's going to take this home and the rest of his family's going to freak out.
I'm going to pick her up in this from school today. They're not going to even recognize me. And I'm going to be like, over here. And I could just see her. She's going to run. And she celebrated when she saw the car. But I know the 6-year-old is going to really be just like, yes, Dad, we got a car. We got a car.
It's a great story. I can just see the jealousy welling up, though, in Lunchbox's eyes.
Oh, because no one.
I mean, I have 3 kids. I ride my bike to work, and not a single person has nominated me for anything. No, everybody knows my situation.
He just gets angrier as the story goes, but it's not the same situation.
Same situation.
You can get
get a car because you wanted to gamble in Vegas.
I rode my bike to and from work, miles upon miles each way, to and from.
But you chose all of that. There was no accident.
Up and down hills.
Yeah.
Up
that hilly.
Man, you haven't seen
how many hill. Miles?
It's like 3 miles.
Three.
Round trip.
No.
Oh, don't do that because then he'll be able to go. Like, no, of course not. No. Three, that's it's good.
Okay.
It's not the same thing, guys.
No, and he chose, Lunchbox chose to ride his bike to work.
Right. Right.
He chose not to put a down payment on a car because he wanted to go and play blackjack in Vegas.
Correct.
Nobody, I mean, not one of you guys nominated me. Not one person on the road nominated me.
Put like a little tag on you. Nominate me for any program.
Oh, is there any programs out there giving away cars?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I got three kids.
That's not a lie.
I got a great job.
Yeah, that's right. I got a great job and I chose to ride my bike.
Well, he probably has a great job, it sounds like.
It didn't sound like he has
a security
job.
Guard. Yeah. Overnight.
Eddie, thank you for that story. That's a good one. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. It's time for everyone's favorite game, Easy Trivia! Amy, you're up first. Category superheroes. What superhero can fly and has a big S on their chest?
Superman.
Correct. Lunchbox, what superhero was bitten by a radioactive insect?
Spider-Man.
Correct. Morgan, what superhero turns big and green when they're angry?
The Hulk.
Correct. And Abby, what superhero is a vigilante who wears a cape and fights the Joker and the Penguin?
Batman.
Correct. Nobody goes home round one. Good job, everybody. Yeah. You all made it.
Thank you.
Now, if you do miss a question from here on out, you will hear this sound.
You've been boned.
You don't want to be boned. If Amy wins, she'll be the champion of this whole season if she has 4 wins. Morgan, 3. Abby, 2. Lunchbox, 2. Eddie, you're out because you got kicked out last round.
Come on, Amy.
The category is music. Easy trivia. Amy, before embarking on a solo career, Beyonce was part of what R&B group?
Destiny's Child.
Correct. Graceland, Lunchbox, is the name of what singer's Memphis home?
Elvis Presley.
Correct. Morgan, who was the first American Idol winner?
Is it Kelly Clarkson? Shoot. Kelly Clarkson.
Correct.
Okay.
Abby, what pop singer's favorite number is 13?
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Good job, everybody. Let's go to literature. Amy, Edward Cullen is a character in what book series?
Edward is in Twilight.
Correct. Lunchbox, what popular young adult book series sends tributes to participate in a televised competition in which they fight to the death?
Hunger Games.
Boom. Morgan, what Nicholas Sparks book about a young socialite and her longtime crush was made into a movie starring Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams?
Oh, The Notebook.
Correct. Abby, in one of the most popular Dr. Seuss books, what won't Sam I Am eat?
Green eggs and ham.
Nice job, everybody. Wow. Let's roll. Come on. Easy trivia. The categories of the 2010s. What pop song, released in 2012 by Carly Rae Jepsen, became an internet sensation with its catchy chorus?
Call Me Maybe.
Correct. Lunchbox, what Netflix series set in the fictional town of Hawkins gained a massive following for its supernatural mysteries and nostalgic 80s references?
To what?
I'll read it again. The category is 2010s. What Netflix series set in the fictional town of Hawkins gained a massive following for its supernatural mysteries and nostalgic 80s references?
I'll just guess. I don't. Stranger Things.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Morgan. Who was one of the most popular music artists of the 2010s? They had hits like What Makes You Beautiful and Still My Girl.
Oh, that would be One Direction.
Correct. Abby, in 2010, what technological device was introduced by Apple resembling a larger version of the iPhone?
Oh, iPad.
Correct. Wow, everybody is still in.
Wow.
Let's go.
Around the globe!
You're so stressed.
We are.
Categories around the globe, Amy.
Okay.
What's the name of the world's largest ocean?
Man, which one's the largest?
What's the name of the world's largest ocean?
I'm just going to have to guess. Atlantic.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
Okay.
You've been bold.
The Pacific. I just... Whoa. It was tomato, tomato in my head. Ugh.
Lunch is clapping so hard.
I know. Wow. Wow. Dang.
What? I want to win.
I know. That's a hard clap. Hands are going to be sort of...
It did kind of hurt, if I'm being honest.
Dang.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Did you know that one, by the way?
Yeah, I did know that one.
What's the name of the world's smallest ocean?
Oh, that's rude. No one knows that.
How many oceans can you name?
I don't want... what if the next question is an ocean question?
That's a good question. Let me look, because I don't remember. They're not. The next two are not ocean questions.
Okay. I can name... I mean, I don't even know how many oceans there are. I can only name four.
Okay, what do you think they are?
Atlantic, Pacific, Arctic, and Indian. Those are only four oceans.
Okay. And then what would you like to guess as your answer?
Oh, there's the cat. No, that's Caspian Sea.
It's a random one.
Do you want to circle back?
Yeah, I'll circle back.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to play a song. Don't look it up. Watch them.
Okay.
Why would I ever? I don't ever cheat at anything.
Joker. You cheated everything if you can. I felt that. We're in the middle of easy trivia. We're circling back to Lunchbox. We gave him a second. Lunchbox, the question is, what's the name of the world's smallest ocean? Now, they made sure you didn't look at anything. Eddie's been watching. Mike's been watching.
He's good.
They have said, though, you were drawing oceans or something over there.
I was trying to draw a map, and then I was trying to draw...
Do you want me to come back to you in this category, though?
Yeah, you can
circle
back.
Just on this category?
That's cool.
We'll circle back.
All right.
All right, Morgan, what's...
Is that a yellow card?
No.
Why'd you squeal? You're eliminated.
Did you see something?
No.
Was there a mouse that ran through this?
We've never circled back on Easy Trivia.
I know. I like circling back with him for some reason. He's the only one that circles back. You know, it's our thing.
Sorry, it's just my reaction.
Morgan, what's the name of the imaginary line drawn around the Earth that divides it into the northern and southern hemispheres?
Oh, it's the equator.
Correct. Abby, what's the world's sole uninhabitable continent?
That is Antarctica.
Correct. Now we're circling back to Lunchbox here.
Oh boy.
Lunchbox, what's the name of the world's smallest ocean?
Man.
We gotta clock you here.
Yeah, clock it. Gut tells me Indian.
And your answer is?
Indian.
The answer is the Arctic Ocean.
Sorry. Oh.
You've been blown.
That's okay. We circled back.
See, you know, here's what's funny.
He's getting the hard clap.
He's getting the hard clap.
Wow.
Good back.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
if I should have gone first, because since she said Antarctica, I was worried there wouldn't be two answers about that in the same category.
Okay, that makes no sense. Thank you.
Yeah,
we're down to two. We're down to two.
Oh, man.
Two things that start with an A.
No, they're both
classic
the same.
Classic TV. Morgan and Abby, both of you guys still in.
Okay.
Classic TV is the category. What actor comedian found fame in the TV show Mork and Mindy playing Mork?
actor and comedian in Mork and Mindy. Oh, gosh. I don't feel like it's any of the comedians I know.
Why is Amy dancing?
Because I feel like now Abby might win, which is what we want. You have less.
You have an answer?
No, Will Ferrell.
Incorrect. Yeah. The answer is Robin Williams.
Okay.
Abby, if you get this, you win.
No pressure. Okay.
What long-running TV show debuted in 1975 on NBC is still on the air? The first episode hosted by George Carlin. I'm going to read it again. What long-running TV show debuted in 1975 on NBC, still on the air, and the first episode was hosted by George Carlin? For the win, Abby.
Hold on. Just give me a second.
We're going to talk to her. She's yelling at her brain. I hate you, brain.
Got to circle back.
Don't be stupid.
Along a TV show?
Mm-hmm. Amy ain't dancing so much right now, is she?
No, I'm trying to send it to her through.
Please send it telepathically.
I'm going to read it one more time, then I'm going to put you on the clock.
Okay.
What long-running TV show debuted in 1975 on NBC, still on the air today? The first episode was hosted by George Carlin.
Dang it. This isn't Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Not right.
That's incorrect. The answer was?
Saturday Night Live.
Your brain.
Yes.
Guys, we're at sudden death. You get three questions. Buzz in with your name. That's your buzzer. Okay?
Okay.
Come on, Abby.
Now, of course, you're not rooting for me.
He's rooting for me? Yeah. Wow.
Okay. He's rooting for himself, actually.
Yeah.
And you winning is best for him.
Morgan, it's not personal.
Morgan doesn't understand that.
Okay. Yes, she does. Yell your name as your buzzer. The category is America. What's the largest state by area in America?
Morgan.
Abby. Morgan.
Alaska.
Correct.
Abby, are
too
you
slow?
Playing?
Too slow. I am.
See, this is what happens when I actually put confidence in Abby.
Thank you.
Next question. Fun with numbers is the category. How many days are there in the month of December?
Abby. Morgan.
Abby.
31.
Correct.
Dang.
Whew. Oh, wow. We're coming down to the last one.
Wow.
Is this the last one?
Last one. The category is outer space.
Come on, Morgan.
I'm so confused by you. Yeah.
You know what? He just written for himself and he needs you to win.
Yeah.
Here we go. Not including Pluto, what's the farthest planet from the sun?
Abby.
Abby. Time. Mars. Incorrect.
Oh, no.
But I will accept Mars and still incorrect.
Okay.
Morgan?
Neptune.
Correct. Winner. Morgan got 4 points. Amy's got 4 points. Wow. Yes. Amy's a hater, too. It's hilarious. All right.
I'm not a hater.
You were dancing whenever she's about to lose.
Well, I'm coming for that crown, Amy.
Dang.
I'm coming.
Dang. Let's go.
Lunchbox, wow. You can still win it.
I know.
Okay.
What do you mean? I know.
But really, Kenny?
Yes.
No, I don't think
it's sat on my head before.
I don't know. That's true, it does. All right, there you go. Easy trivia. Good round, everybody.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last week, out in Los Angeles, police tried to pull over a Mercedes. Woo, woo. And Mercedes says, no, no, no. High-speed chase for over an hour on the freeway.
Dang.
And then the Mercedes is like, I think I'm going to lose them. I'm going to exit. Exits the highway. Oh, no, there's traffic. Starts going up on the sidewalk, driving. And there's a guy in a silver pickup truck. And he says, what is this guy doing driving on the sidewalk? And so he pins him in with his own car. Ooh. A good Samaritan. Living out.
Does the guy crash into him?
No, he just can't go anywhere. He's stuck. And police, tell the Samaritan, get out of your car.
Samaritan, get out.
And so he gets out of his truck, and that's when they come in and apprehend the suspect. this is something I've thought about a lot.
Yeah.
Wanting to be part of a high-speed chase and stopping someone.
Risky.
That's why he follows behind. When he sees something bad and he calls 911, he follows. Like
he does that to get on the air.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit to him.
No. I follow just to be, I want to help. I want to do something. I want to solve it.
Yeah.
But have you ever?
Solved what? Have I ever solved anything?
I did. I'm just saying, when there's a high-speed chase and you're putting yourself in it, and it worked out this time, you don't know whose life you're putting at risk. Right. It's almost... I'm glad this worked out this time, but it's almost like, hey, let the experts do the expert thing so nobody dies.
Well, because I remember when I was in Austin and I was at the light on William Cannon and Brody, and I look in my rearview mirror and there's a high-speed chase and they're coming up in
Oh, you got them, hon.
No, they're coming up.
What'd you do?
They're coming up in the right-hand lane. In my head, I'm like, should I just... In my head, I said...
You blocked them?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I did. You guys won't even let me finish my sentence. I thought... I should pull my Nissan Sentra, this one I had a Sentra, over into this lane, and then he has nowhere to go.
Then you did what?
I watched him drive by.
Flying
through the red light.
But that's good, because other people could have been hurt.
Yeah, or he could have crashed into
you. Made the right decision.
Yeah, he could have crashed into me. I didn't think about that.
You made the right decision. Thank you. A great story. Glad it worked out. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Hey, Amy, I'm leaving a message. I'm a DoorDasher and a Uber Eats driver, and I didn't appreciate you saying you hit other on your delivery for your groceries, because if you think about it, it takes longer for us to shop for your groceries than it does to just go to the restaurant and pick it up. Sometimes if your groceries get denied a lot, you wonder why, because it's because you're not tipping good. So just a heads up.
I'll take that. I feel as though...
You want to restate what you said, though, listeners may not know. Go ahead.
Okay. I am a good tipper. It's sometimes on a grocery bill, depending on what I'm buying, it's not that they're having to get more stuff. It's more expensive items, and it can be a very pricey grocery bill. I still tip them accordingly, but 20% of some of the products, it gets...
out of control.
Sounds like somebody who's a little ashamed of their actions.
But I will take that. I'll make sure I pay attention. I definitely still tip adequately. I didn't mean to come across as though I didn't. It's just
you hit a nerve. You triggered her.
If I did her job, I would be the same. But I feel like I still am tipping good, but I will pay attention. So thank you.
Here is a voicemail we got last night as well.
Morning, studio. I am just curious. You guys are talking about this iHeart Music Festival that you guys just went to. Talking about working while you're there. Bobby, I understand you're interviewing people. Amy, you're probably interviewing people. Morgan, you're obviously doing something with media. Just kind of curious on what other people in the studio do for work while they're at this.
That is such a great question. A great because question. I didn't know either. And night two, I'd done some interviews. Cut for the night. So I'm just going to go watch shows. And I was like, Eddie, you want to go watch shows? He goes, I can't. I got to work. I was like, but you haven't moved. You've sat in the corner. I don't know what he was doing, but he was just doing nothing.
Yeah. So I guess a lot of my work is before the festival. I like meet with clients and stuff.
Kind
of do that. And then during the festival, they said post away and hashtag iHeart Festival 2023 or whatever. So my whole thing is my experience at the festival and post it away. But apparently the later the night got, I would like get a little drunk and my hashtags were even wrong.
Oh, gosh.
I fart festival 2023.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, what do you do?
Oh, man, I had business meetings. You know what I mean? Like I went up to the VIP room and met with clients, wine and dine, you know, shake hands, bless babies.
You wined, dined, and blessed babies?
Wow. Yeah.
How many meetings did he have, Scuba Steve?
We had one meeting. We had one meeting that was of value.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I disagree with that. What were the other meetings? Oh, you weren't there. I met with the...
Oh, come on.
I met with the...
She goes to a different school. Your girlfriend goes to a different school.
I handle the itineraries.
You know what's funny?
You were there for one
Scuba didn't handle everybody's itineraries.
You guys, let me finish sentences, and then I can talk, and then you guys can talk over me. It'd be great. I met with the influencer lady from our company trying to get clients.
How did you meet her?
Influencer lady?
I don't know her name.
You know what? That's what we do. Everybody can hear.
Yeah, and then I hashtagged the crap out of iHeart Festival 2023.
Let's go.
I mean...
You harassed artists.
Harassed artists, yeah. Got on stage. I mean, what else do you want me to do?
What else? There's nothing else to do.
We should have a good time.
Thank you for the voicemail. Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Did you hear the joke about experiencing deja vu?
No.
Did you hear the joke about experiencing deja vu?
Oh, fine.
That was the morning corny.
That's pretty good. That's very good.
All right.
That's very good. That's very good.
Oh, deja vu.
Got it.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
All right, Dustin Lynch walking in studio right now. How about Thinking About You with Mackenzie Porter?
I was just thinking about that weekend.
2021. Here's Riding Roads.
Riding Roads. Don't nobody go down.
Here's Good Girl.
I got it. Good.
His new album, Kill the Cowboy, is out today, September 29th. And let's go now. Let's welcome him to the studio, Dustin Lynch. Here we go.
Friday morning conversation with Dustin Lynch.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
I got a lot of stuff to talk to you about.
I love hearing that, man. I've missed you guys.
You know?
Missed you too, man.
Missed you too, but we got a lot of...
It was cold and raining the last time I saw y'all.
We got a lot of questions. Let's get right to the point.
Okay.
All the small talk crap can go to the...
Wow, you're serious. Yes, I'm serious, man. Jeez.
In your promo pictures, and what I've been seeing, you look a little more rustic, a little more hardcore, a little more like,
really?
I'm here and I mean business.
All right.
So do you mean business? That's the question.
I mean business.
What is this?
I don't know what kind of business.
It's like an edgy Dustin Lynch here.
You get edgy vibes from the new pictures?
So I need to know what's up. Are you edgy now?
If it's a good thing, yes.
I think it's a good thing. Sure. Okay, I think artists...
The pictures you're referring to, I think, are off the new album.
Yeah.
I was out at my farm, so that's just me being me. Uh-huh. I was comfortable.
I like them, I'm going to tell you.
Thank you.
Hey, they're pretty good. You haven't seen them yet, pretty good.
Well, that's all my team. I just stand there.
What are you feeling now? Like, what's new with you?
It's been a great year.
Okay. You're happy then?
I'm happy. I think I've, through the process of trying to figure out this album and how to release it and now... getting to promote it, I've realized I'm probably not the best multitasker, and I'm like, I've got my life really dialed in professionally, and kind of, I don't know, I'm very comfortable with my house and my farm, and I'm just having fun, loving life, but I haven't been with somebody in a long time, you know?
Yeah, so. Do you wonder, because it's a struggle that I had for a long time too, it's like I would just work, 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 and I would be so obsessed with it, and so
motivated and inspired in very positive ways professionally. But then a year would go by and I would go, dang, like I didn't have a lot of personal growth. Like I'd find out things about me, but my goal was to always have, once I started to like make money or have success, somebody to do stuff with.
Yeah.
That was always the goal. And I would be like, dang, I'm not anywhere closer to that. Does that register to you?
I think I'm you a few years ago though.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, that really weighed on me.
It definitely does, yeah. Because that definitely does not exist in my life. And I'm going, okay, what's the best version of me 5, 10, 20 years from now?
Are you prioritizing time to not look, but to be bored? So if something were to happen, because it's bullcrap when they go, stop trying, it'll happen. That's bullcrap. And again, I'm only talking from what happened with me. I just had to have time to be bored for a second so I could let other just things happen. And that oddly was when I met my wife, because I wasn't out every second of the day trying to fill every bit of my calendar. And I fill my calendar because I feel like I'm a loser. I mean, I feel like I'm insecure and I'm scared. That's why I fight so hard.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're such a success, meaning what your internal drive is, but you're going to have to carve out some time for nothing, and that's hard.
I thought I had it carved out. Actually, we had had some opportunities come.
But, in. See? But, I know. I hear you, but, yes?
Here we go again.
Well, does it have to be a huge chunk of time, though? Can't it be like...
It can be whatever you want.
It doesn't have to be a few months.
There are no rules.
It could be.
Yeah.
You have time during your week.
You're right. I'm sure I have time, but I love to recluse. That's my problem. Like, if I'm home for a week, I'm not going to see anybody in Nashville. I'm going to go out and, I don't know.
Are you scared to? Are you scared to fail, or are you happy to succeed?
I'm scared to fail. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that why you keep running so hard?
I think so. I think it's that. And I think it's probably why I keep my relationships very casual and distant.
You ever had your heart broken?
Absolutely. Heck yes.
See, I never have. Because I never let anybody have it.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, I don't want to get in a relationship with anybody. I don't like anybody. And then it takes away from work. So until my wife.
No, I've definitely had my heart broken.
And so that takes time and energy, huh?
It does.
But then you write good songs.
Right.
I'm actually rooting for your heart to be broken right now.
You beat me to it.
Yes.
Music means something different whenever you're going through it like that.
But haven't you altered a song before? What's the one where you said last one time you were here, you were talking about how, you know, breaking up on a beach or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And you acted like she broke your heart on the beach.
Yeah, I kind of
really
reversed the roles there. Yeah, exactly. But that, you know, it was that trip, the heartbreak of that, to where we got inspired and came up with those ideas.
See, I'm surprised he doesn't go date to get his heart broken so he can make better music.
Right.
Like that's how.
The Taylor model.
Yeah, just the, you know, I need to create. So Dustin Lynch is here. We're going to do a bunch of segments with Dustin today, but the new album is out now. The name's interesting. It's also the first track, Killed the Cowboy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play a clip of Killed the Cowboy. Ray, can you hit that for me?
It was that poison kiss, cherry red lips, oh my God. Leaning up against the bar, and I know it wasn't a smoke, it wasn't a drink, and I've got to prove if you wanna know.
That sounds edgy, bro.
Thank you.
Not that you haven't been in this area before, but this is cool. It's like minor. It sounds like a lot of minor chords. It sounds like some effect on the guitar. It sounds like,
yeah, we have fun with that one in the
studio. So
that's kind of our track, just to go for it. And
is that why you named the record that too?
Safe. I loved that it was kind of a bit of a head turning title. And I realized like most of my conversation, I probably talk to myself a lot more than other people because I'm alone a lot when I'm off the road. And most of those conversations are, am I good? Am I okay? You know, not musically at all, like personally, just what we were talking about.
Right.
You know, am I letting myself be available enough to find somebody to do life with? I don't know. So
the answer is no, you're not yet.
I'm not yet.
But you're aware that you're not, and that's the first step. I'm you in the future.
I like it.
Eventually it's going to work out for you, but you have to let it work out. But I'm also you in the future. And
you gave me some great advice though.
Which part?
If you can slow down and make it happen, I think anybody can, man.
Be bored.
Be bored.
Give yourself time to be bored. I hate being bored. I just feel like I'm such a loser. If I don't keep going, I'm going to lose momentum. And if I lose momentum, it's all I have. It's literally all I have in my life is momentum. Being bored is the most uncomfortable thing I could do. It's also what's worked out for me in a few different ways. Yeah. Dog, wife, Eddie, found him on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was bored.
Yeah, Eddie just had a cup. It was like, we'll shoot videos for food. I'm going to play the single. We're here with Dustin Lynch. The new record... Thank you. The new record is out now. It's 12 tracks. Kill the Cowboy, out today.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Dustin Lynch.
Professionally.
It never gets old.
What, hearing your name?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I go home and just play that to myself too. But not my name, your name.
I like
it's Dustin Lynch. I'm like, that's cute. Who's your professionally your hero? Professionally.
George Strait.
Is that why George Strait Jr. is a song?
Yes.
Tell me about that, why, and you know, to cut a song with somebody, then you got to wonder, do they like it? Do they not like it?
I know, that's what I'm most worried about with this song.
So why George Strait?
Man, I just think, you know, as a professionally, as an artist, he's done it how I want to do it.
Amy's uncle worked for George Strait on his ranch.
He did.
Amy used to go to his ranch.
Well, he was the manager of his ranch for years.
That's so cool.
So my
I would thrive at that job.
South Texas. he did. My Uncle Ted did. And it was cool as a kid. I remember going to visit him and I would stay. And George Strait's my favorite artist of all time. Mm-hmm. So now as an adult, like seeing him at different things, like I still freak out. But I feel like, yeah, he's class act.
He's also
the best.
So kind. You're
like,
right.
So kind.
So kind.
Like just consistent.
I want to play a little bit of George Strait Jr. This is from Dustin's new record.
She got me feeling like George Strait Jr. tonight. Center stage on a no-name road. She got that ain't gonna say no. Look in her eye. Checking yes in my Silverado. And I know she don't leave me guessing. I know. Swear these headlights hitting, yeah. It's getting better by the minute, so I'm taking my time. She got me feeling like George Strait Jr. tonight.
You know what I find myself drawn to are the songs that you write with Jordan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Just for, I mean, I guess until I started looking back at different, but I think Jordan's a great writer as well. You think he's good or sucks? Go.
I think he's amazing.
Good. Boom.
Jordan and I started writing pretty consistently in 2021. And I don't know. We just got a thing, man. He figured me out on this. Even the songs I wasn't writing that he was sending me were all really close, if not making the record. So he's got me figured out, and we're very comfortable together and can be vulnerable together in a room. And I think that's why things are happening for us.
Tonight, Dustin's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So you should go if you're – last time we played Albuquerque, there's a place called The Spot. Best breakfast ever had.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Best breakfast. Randomly stumbled upon it. There was like a pork belly. You like pork belly?
Yeah, love it.
God, it was so good.
You've been talking about this for years.
Years. But, I can't stop thinking about it.
Breakfast in Albuquerque.
I know every meal. So I know every favorite meal I've ever had. Like I got a favorite breakfast. I got a favorite lunch. Okay. I got a favorite dinner I've ever had.
Yeah.
I got a favorite French toast.
You know where's that at?
France, Paris, okay. The city.
Well, I haven't got to go there.
Exactly. That's right. And I was like, it's going to be lame because French toast, France. It's the best I ever had.
They know what they're doing, apparently.
They made
the
toast.
Fries?
You know, I didn't have any fries because, you know,
so
we
weird.
Created
those. How did you not have fries? Oh, their French fries aren't
American.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, full crap.
Okay.
Yeah, the name of that.
But French toast is?
That's as real as a jelly bean, buddy.
Okay.
Jelly rolls on the record, by the way.
Really?
Nice segue there. Good
I
job.
Never heard the phrase real as a jelly bean, but I was going to get to jelly roll, so I made that up to segue. Jelly roll is on the record.
I love it. It's such an honor to have him on the record, man.
That's a cool ask. How'd you do the ask?
Silver lining of not getting a tour in 20 and 21. We were trying to figure out how to exist online, and he was, you know, he was doing a great job. And my producer, Zach Crowell, and Jelly go way back, and they started talking, and Jelly brought me up in conversation. It kind of rekindled their working relationship. Zach made street beats for Jelly when I was in grade school.
That's crazy that he used to make the street beats for him.
And so they reconnected over those years.
When he was rapping, yeah.
Yeah, and then Jelly put out why am I blanking on the song with Lainey? Save Me. He put that out, and it kind of was like, oh, am I going to go this direction? And they started working together in the studio, and this song came in. And it was just all of us cooking in the kitchen at the same time, and it just was, you know, it was a God thing.
It's as real as a jelly bean. Here it is. This is Chevrolet, Dustin, and Jelly Roll.
Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road. The window's down. You want to get lost.
So, I'm looking at the writers here. Is Mentor Williams
the writer of Drift Away?
Drift Away. Got it. Because I didn't recognize it, but you guys aren't even hiding from it. You're definitely using it in an awesome way.
It was just one of those blessings that he gave us clearance to.
That's super cool.
To rewrite the lyric and keep that melody alive. I think that's going to be one that's, I mean, it's gonna, with Drift Away, it's going to be around forever. Uncle Cracker had another huge hit with it, and this is just a different take on it.
Play that again.
Just don't take me home.
Who's the girl?
Yeah.
It's Madeline Merlot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys met
her
yet.
Like, we play her on the Women of Our Country sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Madeline, she's a force, man. She's coming in hot. And she's on that song. She's on a couple others on the record. Maybe not as prevalent. But something we started in the studio a few albums ago, we had Sarah Buxton on Riding Roads and some other things. And I just love a strong female voice on some BGVs. And Madeline is one of the best there is in town.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Dustin Lynch.
His new record, Killed the Cowboy, is out today. Everybody, go and listen to it. He announced his Killed the Cowboy tour. Tickets are on sale today as well. Yeah, it is a big deal. And the Killed the Cowboy tour, do you still get on the boat and jump around the crowd, or was that then?
I may have to bring that back. You know, Lanco picked that up. I think they started taking the boat across the crowd. But we'll see. It's all venue dependent.
What if you do this? Follow me here and don't say no until I'm finished, please. What if during every show, because you have a lot of different, what's good about your shows is you have a very diverse crowd that comes to your shows. What if at some point during the show, you literally kill a cowboy who's out there watching?
Ooh, that could be awesome. Just a random cowboy?
Yeah, yes. You don't know who it's going to be.
Okay.
But randomly, you walk out and you go, you guys know the name of the album and you chose to dress this way. Boom, kill a cowboy.
Who's got a hat on?
What? It's Cody Johnson.
Like a Hunger Games in the arena.
Yes. I was going to say, I do love a good skit in an arena show, arena type show.
Yeah, this wouldn't be a skit.
Keep people guessing. Yeah. At some point, I want to get magic out on the road. I know that, I think Brooks had done forever ago, had magicians in the crowd, and I think I would love to do
that. They had a magician?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. You want to see a magic trick?
Oh, Lord. Have you been practicing?
No, but watch.
It looks like you can take Bobby out. On the
watch this. Here. So here is a glasses cleaner.
Yeah.
The fact that you're just ready to pull this off is blowing my mind.
You want to know something funny? My wife one time walked in on me learning magic tricks on master class.
Master class.
It felt like, and this never happened to me, and pardon to all the parents out there, and I'll be ginger with it. It felt to me like if a mom walks in on a 13-year-old and they're embarrassed.
Yeah, got it.
I walked in and I was practicing magic, and I was like, "Oh, God, I got nothing to see here." And she was like covering it up, you know.
Is she your first audience with the magic trick?
She didn't even watch. No. I was like, "Get out of the room."
The rabbit's hopping away.
It's like when someone walks in and you're pooping. You're like, get out.
I appreciate magic so much. I never want to know how it works. Well, I just
you're in luck.
We'll see.
Amy, describe this.
It's a glass, square glasses cleaner.
Yeah, it's a good sunglasses cleaner.
Now, there's a cap underneath it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take this. Now, it's a real quarter, by the way. Is there anything? Do you want to touch it? Do you believe it?
I believe it.
So it's not a trick quarter. Now, I will put this on top of the quarter.
Okay.
And the quarter, again, the quarter is a real quarter, and I can put it here. Now, I put it here, and I'll put it back on it. Smash it. The cap disappeared. It's not in there. You can look all you want.
No, it's not.
And that, my friends, is magic.
I love it.
Okay. And that, my friends.
We call that sleight of hand.
No, I ate it.
What disappeared?
Are you about to pull it out of your mouth?
It doesn't matter where it is right now. It's in my butt. Anyway, I like magic. I think any of that stuff.
I'm waiting on it to come out of his mouth.
Like, it doesn't matter where it is, but like, okay. Like I learned to juggle when I was doing maintenance on a golf course so I could later do that kind of stuff with people. So magic.
I didn't know you did maintenance on a golf course.
Oh, dude, forever.
I love that.
They wouldn't let us play, but I got to weed eat and
Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Come on.
It was good. Dustin's a really good golfer. Did you guys know that?
Yeah. That was my first job. I'm getting back into it.
Are you?
I saw you and Kane playing the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, Kane.
Kane actually got me out of retirement when we were on tour earlier this year.
Kane hits it really far, but sometimes I don't know where it goes. We lose it.
Yeah. Same.
The album is out today. It is called Killed the Cowboy. Let's do Blue Lights. This is track number 9, Raymundo. You have 8 number one songs. When I was looking at the list here, what song, when you hit the first note, do people know the quickest and go crazy for?
Think About You right now, I would say probably.
What's the first note sound like?
Bow, bow.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's the lick right away.
You still flying?
Yes.
You see any UFOs?
I haven't yet, but my instructor saw some coming back from South Korea last week.
Yeah.
Like plural?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a regular occurrence with those guys. It's wild. I feel like we need to dig in more with the pilots, the commercial guys, international guys especially.
Well, they're all told not to say anything.
I know.
And if they do, they'll lose their ability to fly.
Well, what he said was air traffic won't confirm or deny. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I think air traffic knows something, or I don't know. They don't know it's out there, but yeah, bizarre.
I think it's coming from the ocean, bottom of the ocean. We've never been there before.
I do too.
How do we know what's there?
I think that makes all sorts of sense.
And they've probably been there thousands
and
of years.
And I love it.
Me too.
I love unknowns.
They've had the time. They want to kill us. We'd be dead by now.
Hmm. Well, I was going to say, have you guys ever like looked at bugs closely? And
I think they're in dogs. I think they get in dogs. Like a dog, they crawl in a dog's ear and they watch us through our animals.
Dude,
I made
that
theory up.
That's a great theory.
Made it up. Got to be real.
I think I'm all in on that theory.
Well, I mean, how do we know? I think they're just like, if they wanted to, we don't have to see them. We can't see certain colors that animals can see. We can't hear frequencies. Our eyes don't have the cones. So to think that we'd be able to see them, how selfish and like just stuck up are we to think we'd be able to see everything? So all of a sudden they're in the dog watching us.
But Dustin, why look at bugs? Do you think the bugs are the aliens or what?
I think they're in a form of alien. I think like kind of like Transformers. You look at bugs, I mean, they're whack.
They're weird looking.
Yeah.
And to be able to do what a spider pulls off.
That's pretty cool, the web, how quick they do.
Oh, yeah.
See, look at this guy here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really impressive. Okay. And the stuff's stronger than steel. I mean, it's like, what?
Not for me. I just go, take it right down.
The world's a wacky, cool place.
I just take
place.
Spider-Web right down. Just like that. Okay, give us one more segment, Dustin. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, Dustin has the album Killed the Cowboy that's out today. You guys, his tour announced today as well. You guys have to go watch Dustin live. He's really good live. He's got so many. The crazy thing is, we're talking number one hits. You have so many number one hits that I think you're one of those artists now that people are like, oh, God, I know that song too. Oh, that's that. Like, you have that many songs in your set where you're able to do that.
Good spot to be in. We're actually having to get rid of hit songs to get new stuff in now, which is kind of a weird balance, but
I'm glad we're there. Mesh a few of the hits together.
Yeah, we've thought about doing that.
Yeah, you should think more about that, because I think you should do that, because if I go and you don't play one of the songs I like, I'm out of the fan club.
I know, man. I've got hate mail before we edited out a song or two.
I'm sorry about that, and I didn't mean for it to come to your house. I was going to send it to the label. But all right, you guys go to DustinLynchMusic.com because the tickets are on sale today for the headlining tour, Kill the Cowboy, in April of next year. Starts in Nashville. I mean, it's everywhere we are, if I'm being honest with you.
It is.
It's
how we did it. That's how we planned it.
Raleigh, Boston, Cedar Rapids, St. Louis.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Dustin Lynch.
Dustin Lynch hanging out with us in the studio. His album, Killed the Cowboy, is out today. The headlining tour on sale today. And we have Stephanie on the phone in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
It might be an alien.
Oh, no.
They heard us.
They heard it. Yeah,
Stephanie, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Now, so Dustin Lynch is in studio with us. Say hi to Dustin.
Hi, Dustin.
What's up, Stephanie?
So we're going to play a game, and Dustin's just going to hop in just like we all play this game. We're going to play a game called Never Gonna Get It. And this game is really hard, and nobody ever gets it, but we're going to give Stephanie a chance to win a $50 Sonic gift card. Okay, Stephanie?
Okay,
so I'm going to read you the question. Everybody listen closely. According to a recent Brides Magazine survey, just under 3% of newlywed men will do this after marriage. What is it? Nobody answer. I'm going to read it again. According to a recent Brides Magazine survey, just under 3% of newlywed men will do this after marriage. Now, Stephanie, you get to go first.
Their last name.
What?
Change their last name.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, she got it.
Wow.
What just happened? What? How did she nail that immediately?
Yeah, that's never happened.
Wow. What, Stephanie?
You were going over those percentages, I think, like a week ago, and I happened to hear it.
Oh, that's on me. That was in the...
That's on me, then.
Oh, my goodness. I think that I did that in the pile. Wow.
You did? What would you have said?
I don't even remember.
I was thinking about texting an ex's parents or something.
That's a pretty good one.
Happy birthday.
I can't believe she nailed that.
Low percentage.
Can we double it up, Scuba, if she hits another one?
Yeah, I have $100 total, yeah.
Okay, we have 100. Stephanie, you want to go another round?
I was thinking annulment.
Sure.
Okay. About 1 in 5 of us have secretly done this to a stranger.
Oh.
I think about that for a second. About 1 in 5 of us have secretly done this to a stranger. Now, Stephanie, you've already won. You cannot lose. Oh, you're already $50 in, but now we just need a bit. We get a... Do some segment here.
Just, did you say done this to them?
It says about 1 in 5 of us have secretly done this to a stranger.
Secretly.
Okay. So, Stephanie, would you like to guess?
Secretly judge their looks.
Okay. That's not right, but that's a good one. That's incorrect. Now, we're going to go around the room here, and you get to pick one person to play for you. You have Dustin Lynch, you have Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, or Morgan. I'm going to give you 2 people. Which 2 would you like to play for you?
Eddie and Lunchbox.
My favorite's Dustin's a guest here. And he didn't get
picked. I know.
I mean, he's got a new album out today.
I think I've got the answer.
Yeah, he's got an album out today.
And I really have never gotten it.
Yeah, no.
I'm not answering.
Right, I feel like I'm the best one at this.
Wow. All
right.
New album, new tour. Killed the Cowboy Dustin, tour gets announced today.
And
didn't even get picked. Okay. Amy, who did she pick?
Oh, she's not picked me.
Okay. Yeah. Amy, what'd you have?
They have asked for their phone number.
Lunchbox?
Stalk on social.
Oh.
Eddie?
Mistaken them for someone else.
Morgan?
I had to take a piece of lint or hair off of them.
And Dustin?
Paid for their meal.
Okay. Nobody's right. So, Stephanie, you did not win that vote.
Dang.
Now, here's the final version, Stephanie, that you can win. You can say yes or no. Will one of the 5 of them get it right when I ask it again? Same question. Yes or no. Will one of them get it right?
No, sir.
No. Okay, here we go.
Gotta know.
About 1 in 5 of us have secretly done this to a stranger.
Secretly.
Think about it, guys. Give us like 15 seconds of whole music right so these guys can think about it. About 1 in 5 of us have secretly done this to a stranger. What is it?
I got it now.
Morgan's in.
It's not keyed their car.
Mm-hmm. Everybody good?
Yeah.
All right. 1 in 5.
Secretly.
Okay, we need answers. Let's go to Amy. Amy, go.
Paid for their gas.
Incorrect. She said no, right?
Yeah, she said no.
Lunchbox?
Sent them a drink.
Okay.
Ooh, good one.
Incorrect. Eddie?
Stolen money from them? I don't know. Man.
Sorry, buddy. Morgan?
Taken a picture or video of them.
Oh, that's it. Good one.
That's a good one. Dustin?
Ding their car door in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
1 in 5?
That's good.
Secretly?
Morgan got it. Let's take their picture.
Yes!
Morgan!
So Stephanie.
Okay, good job.
No. She already won the first one. And it's unprecedented. Somebody just nails it immediately.
Yeah.
But you're a loser in the second one. So you do win a $50 gift card, Stephanie. Thank you so much for listening today. And Stephanie, because you're listening while Dustin is here, I'm going to allow you to go stream his new album, which is called Kill the Cowboy, which is out now.
That's so nice of you.
You have my permission to go stream it over and over again.
That's really funny. I thought you were about to say, I'm going to send you. Never mind.
I'm not. I don't have that kind of money or power. Here we go. Dustin Lynch. Dustin, thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Good luck. Hope the record just streams like crazy. You guys go see Dustin. The tour announced today. Just go over to DustinLynchMusic.com, and then we'll see you soon, buddy.
Looking forward to it.
You want to say bye to Dustin?
Bye, Dustin.
Bye, Dustin.
Bye, everybody. See you, man.
Bye.
Love y'all.
Morgan, do you want to say bye?
Bye, Dustin.
Okay, just want to make sure we all got our byes in. Okay. All right, bye, Dustin.
Bye.
There he is. Bye, everybody.
Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Oregon, Ohio. A Taco Bell worker working the drive-thru was stealing everybody's credit card information.
It's always a fear. Like, we give our waiters our credit cards and, like, yeah, sure, go and take it to that back room all alone. I'm sure you'll do nothing bad with it. Golly, yeah.
So people would go through the drive-thru, the employee would take the credit card and be like, oh, sorry, it's taking me a little bit longer than you. Sorry, the machine's down. But what the employee was doing was writing everything down, then giving the card back. And days later, all the customers were noticing $100 charge, $700 charge, $200 charge, and they tracked it back to the Taco Bell.
I would say not even the most efficient way to do that. Just take a picture of both sides with your phone and don't cause an issue.
Oh, yeah.
To where it's late, because then they're like, well, let me think where my credit card's been. Oh, yeah, they did keep it late over at, you know, at the Luby's. So, well, boop, boop, take two sides, that's it. Why would you write everything down? What is this, 1987?
Do y'all ever give your credit card over the phone for things?
Yeah.
I have, sometimes.
Yeah, me too. And I'm like, when I really think about it, I'm like, this is not ideal.
I don't buy anything over the phone. Wait, you got somebody selling encyclopedias or what? Like, who's calling?
I don't know. There's just been certain scenarios. Can't even name a specific one right now. But for sure, in the last year that I know, I've had to give my credit card over the phone.
I'm sure I have too. I just can't. I buy a lot of stuff now, but and it's way too easy to go click, click on my phone.
With your eyeballs.
With the Apple Pay. It's way too click. And then PayPal as well. If they're on Apple Pay. I got that. Ugh, I just got that set up. All right. Thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
All right. That's it. Thank you guys for being here. Have a great weekend. Check out our YouTube channel because on our YouTube channel, you can watch the performances. We won't get sued for putting them on YouTube, which is great. That Lamont Landers on yesterday's show was amazing.
So good.
And you can watch his performance right there on TikTok and Instagram, Bobby Bones Show. I'm Mr. Bobby Bones. I hope your football team wins, NFL or college, unless you're playing mine.
Or Friday Night Lights,
no.
Your local high school
don't
team.
Care about that. You're playing mine. Because A&M's playing Arkansas.
Really?
Yeah.
What time?
No, you don't even know they're playing. All right. She's like, really? Well, I'll be dang. Thank
we
you.
Should, we should bet. Want to wager something?
No. Okay. You don't care enough.
Who? Why?
Shave your head bald if Arkansas wins.
Why are you going to lose?
Shave your head bald if
I'm
Arkansas
scared.
Wins. Shave your head bald if Arkansas wins.
I'm not shaving my
okay.
head.
That's all I want.
Okay.
All right.
Shave your head if A&M wins.
Do you want to make the bet?
Shave your head if A&M wins.
Okay, if Arkansas wins, we'll do the shaved head bet.
No.
Okay, exactly. All right. We'll see you guys Monday. Shave your butt. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
All right, bye everybody.
What?
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.